This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Alrighty, and away we go from the nuclear Team 980 studios in Washington, D.C., the nation's capital, baby. We are back on the radio. And a good Tuesday afternoon to you if you're in the D.C. area. You know, it's actually not that bad out. If you walked into our studio here, you would think you're in Costa Rica. It is very, very, very humid, very warm, very unpleasant. We're still waiting. We're still waiting for the air conditioning man to show up. Hopefully one day soon he will show up. Hopefully one day. Trust me, it is not easier to have your brain melting as you try and do a three-hour radio show. But fear not, boys and girls, children of all ages, we will keep pressing. Coming up on the show, we just got a little bit of breaking news on Jaden Daniels. We'll have that for you in a little bit. Oh, it's ready right now? Oh, well, maybe I might just start the show with that instead of Terry McLaurin, which is where we were going to start the show. Ant Major has turned it around. Old AMAC throwing the heater. 99 on the black, baby. Now, I know you hate baseball, but that's a good thing.
What's for the black? 99.
On the black is like on the corner. Like, gotcha. On the very edge of the plate for a strike.
Mm.
Yeah, it's a good thing.
Where does that come from? Like,
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe you could do some research on that. I'm not sure where that term came from.
Gotcha.
But that's just, you know, I mean, if you could throw it on the black, 99, some cheddar, another term that, you know, is popular and synonymous with a good fastball. That's what you want to do. That's what the Nationals don't do enough of. Hopefully with the Athletics in town tonight, you know, some of the offense takes a little break for the opponent. Or they'll just keep getting their brains beat out. And Mackenzie Gore looked terrible for a fourth start in a row. We'll see. By the way, breaking news on the Nationals front as well, which we'll have for you in the trending alert. Via our own Grant Paulson. Well, not our own. It's not like I own him. But 106.7 The Fan's Grant Paulson. So anyway, long and the short of it, Jaden Daniels. Remember last year in the midst of a record-breaking, unbelievable rookie season? Very nice. There was a stretch where after hurting his rib early in the Carolina Panthers blowout win, came back right away. They struggled in the red zone, not to move the football, but they struggled in the red zone against the Chicago Bears in mid-October. And then the Hail Mary to Noah Brown. That might be the last time we see Noah Brown on the field. I don't know. And then they went up to New York and browbeat the Giants. A pretty good defense, at least front pass rush. Didn't give up a sack to the then NFL-leading sack team in the Giants. Didn't give up a sack. Jaden played well. They won. Everything was great. Then, the next week after that, they struggled against the Pittsburgh Steelers. Could have won, didn't win, what have you. Then it was the Thursday night game at Philadelphia. Jaden played well at times in the first half. Not really at all in the second half. Or much at all, I should say. Certainly not in the fourth quarter. Turnovers, lose. Then they lose to the Dallas Cowboys. And Jaden didn't look good in that game until the very end of regulation when he heaved one for Terry McLaurin. Get to Terry in a little bit. But everybody was wondering, like, what's wrong with Terry McLaurin? What's wrong with Jaden Daniels? He's got to have something. He's got to have a fractured rib. He's got to have a broken rib. He's got to have rib cartilage. I mean, I speculated based on people that I were talking to, you know, and indications that, yeah, maybe there was a hairline fracture. Or maybe, like, torn rib cartilage or something like that, which was one of the terms was kind of synonymous with a broken rib. I forget it all. Either way, a buddy of mine, and I don't know if he wants his name mentioned, so I won't mention it for right now, but he knows who he is if he's listening. I appreciate you. That works in the industry. Sent me this clip of audio and actually video from EA Sports of Jaden Daniels, Saquon Barkley, and Justin Jefferson just shooting the you-know-what over football highlights, right? And it's very clearly, unless it's been doctored and looks amazing, very clearly it is Jaden Daniels. And Scott Abraham put this up on Twitter, so he obviously thinks it's real. I'm a little sensitive with AI and all that stuff. But Saquon Barkley, Justin Jefferson, and Jaden Daniels, it looks real as real could be.
It is real.
It is real.
Can confirm, yeah.
Okay.
EA posted it themselves.
Okay, all right, great. Yeah. I didn't see that part. But they're standing next to each other just watching football highlights. And the video piece starts with the Hail Mary. The week after he gets injured. And here's what they say. Now, you're going to have to listen very closely and very quickly to what Jaden Daniels says after some opening comments by Barkley and Jefferson.
Nah, this was crazy. I ain't going to lie. I was at home watching this one.
Was that 65 in the air?
Nah, you launched that one. I ain't going to lie. That's like a dream. Yeah, that's like a Hail Mary. Oh yeah, that's a dream to win a game this, like that.
Time him versus Caleb
in the all black.
That's all. With a broke rib.
Oh, whoa! What? Wait. What was that? What did Jaden say there at the end?
All black.
That's all. With a broke rib.
Wait, did Jaden Daniels just said he threw that ball 65 yards in the air for the game-winning Hail Mary to Noah Brown against the Chicago Bears with?
In the all black.
That's all. With a broke rib.
Wait, did he just say what I think he said? With a broken rib? Wait a second. I thought he was fine. Nothing to see here. All was good. Wasn't on the injury report after that first week. No problems, no broken bones, no fractures, no nothing, no contusion, no diagnosis.
Oh, wow.
So Jaden Daniels, and after that, which we didn't even play yet, you kind of see him kind of like pulling it back just a little bit. And like, oh, crap, did I just say that? Yeah, you said it. We got you, baby. Look, it's not the biggest deal in the world. But Jaden Daniels, in his own words, had a broken rib. Again, not the end of the world. We all knew he was more injured than they were letting on. We all knew that something was going on. Again, in that Chicago game, the week after the injury, he played well enough to get them into the red zone several times, but they couldn't convert. And they had to kick field goals. So that's why they were up like 12 to nothing. And then the Bears scored a long touchdown run. And then the Bears scored with like 25 seconds left in the game. And everybody thought, oh, I'd kind of lose. Or maybe Washington will kick a long field goal, whatever. And that's when the Hail Mary happens on the final play of the game, as we all know how it all kind of unfolded. They beat the Bears. The Bears are never the same again. And Washington goes on. I mean, look, we all knew something was not right. Again, more speculation than something I definitively knew, but based on talking to some people and based on doing some research and based on connecting the dots, you know, basically I said, essentially, it's probably a hairline fracture. And a lot of you came after me and a lot of you made fun of me and a lot of you were mad at me and a lot of you were doubtful of me as usual. And as usual, you were wrong. Jaden Daniels, in his own words, had a broken rib. I mean, again, it's not that big of a deal. But I love when you fans, and a lot of you are great people, but some of you knuckleheads that have your pom-pom surgically attached to your ass cheeks think that we in the media are just out to ruin your fun. Just out to ruin the party. Just out to be miserable and controversial and entertaining and inviting and out for clicks and out for calls and out for ratings. Some of you, a good deal of you, think like that. And I know the reason why. I'm not going to make this political, but I know the reason why. You know the reason why as well. Again, I'm not going to make this political, but you know the reason why. You guys are pre-programmed sheep. And you all thought anybody who dared to wonder, to speculate, to opinionize, to think that Jaden had maybe a hairline fracture or a deep rib contusion or, God forbid, a broken rib or a cracked rib, whatever terminology. He used broken rib. A lot of you said, well, you're just being negative. You don't like Jaden Daniels. You don't like the team. You want us to fail. You want us to lose. We kept saying, the team is acting mysteriously here. Again, he was on the injury report that first week leading into the Chicago game. I'd have to go back and double check. I have not had time to double check. But I believe after the Chicago game, he was removed from the injury report, and I don't believe he was on it for the Giants game the next week. Or the Pittsburgh game the week after that, or subsequently the Philadelphia game on the Thursday night. Again, I'd have to double check, but that's how I remember it. The team was clearly hiding something. The team was clearly not being completely transparent. A lot of us thought that. A lot of us wondered. A lot of us asked questions. A lot of us speculated. Some of us had speculative tips, if you will. Maybe not inside information that was hardcore, but you don't know who we talk to. You don't know who chirps. You don't know who leads you to the water fountain. I do. You don't. And yet, a lot of you said, bah, humbug. And it wasn't even Christmas. You said, we were talking out of our backside. that we didn't know. That how dare we? Well, now you know. Jaden Daniels. Now, maybe it was a faux pas and he was making that up next to Justin Jefferson and Saquon Barkley. I highly doubt it. I highly doubt it. I could be wrong, as I'm often reminded whenever I am wrong. Oh, Rooster, you suck. You're wrong. You're an idiot. You've never been right about anything, some of you say. I mean, some of you that live in a toilet bowl with turds hanging out of your ears, but that's okay. Most of you that are responsible, reasonable, mature, smart, use common sense, understand that this show is always ahead of the curve. We're not right on everything. We don't ever claim that. We are right on a lot of things, and right on a lot of things way before anybody else. Remember, there was one show in late November, December, that was talking about how difficult the Terry McLaurin situation was going to be, how they better get that done early. And everyone told me, oh, you're full of baloney. Nothing to see here. You're just doing what you always do. You're just trying to create a problem when there is nothing to see. And here we are. 9 months later, still waiting. I could have had a baby in between now and then. Well, not me, but you know what I'm saying. Could have become a new daddy in between now and then. And here we are. We're still waiting. And now we don't have to wait anymore. On the epilogue to Jaden Daniels' first season, he said he had a broken rib. It's been verified by EA Sports that it's real audio, real video. AMAC confirmed that for us. Scott Abraham posted it. A friend of mine sent it to me. I don't know if that friend wants to be named, so I'll just respectfully leave him out, but he knows who he is. Or she. But it's a he. I still have no idea what that means. But that's okay. That's okay. The point being is, when I say something, I'm not always right, but you should listen. And you should realize that there's some times where I'm smarter than I appear. A lot of times that I'm smarter than I appear. And I'm not just blowing hot air. And I don't care about ratings. They're fake anyway. I tell you how I see it. I tell you the truth as I know it. I'm not reckless. I ask questions. I talk to people. I informatively speculate. And now you know. Jaden Daniels had a broken rib, in his own words. And Terry McLaurin, in his own words, is furious at the team. And I wonder if you feel that Terry McLaurin has turned his back on you, the fan base, who has supported him like he has supported and played his ass off for you. Or is that too early? Or is that not the case at all? And one more component to that we'll ask and start taking your calls on the other side at 301-230-0980. 301-230-0980. We are on the Team 980 on your radio all throughout the DMV and streaming live on the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. It is the Rooster on the radio with AMAC on the other side of the glass on a Tuesday, August the 5th, 2025. Come and join us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademark used with permission.
Yeah, I feel good. That's right. I hope you do, too, on a Tuesday in the nation's capital. Not too hot out there. Warm, but not too hot. A little cloud cover helps. A little overcast helps. Nice stretch of summertime weather after a brutal, pretty much month or so leading up to last weekend. Here in the DMV. Hope it continues right along. Good to have you with us at 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. So, on the show already, Jaden Daniels, not we, Jaden Daniels revealed that he did indeed have a broken rib last year, which the team covered up and never revealed. And as a matter of fact, went out of their way to say he's not injured or some sort of messaging like that. Whatever. I mean, it's not like they committed a crime or anything. Well, I mean, you know, like it may have been an NFL violation. I don't know. I don't care. The NFL is stupid. They have no common sense. So, whatever. I'm not trying to help out the NFL by any means. I just wish they would have been more forthcoming. But it is what it is. I'm trying to protect their quarterback. They don't want anybody taking unnecessary shots.
With a broken rib.
Talking with Justin Jefferson, Saquon Barkley, EA Sports. Verified video, Jaden Daniels. As part of the Madden 26, I guess, PR thing.
Can we speculate, though?
Yeah,
Because broken rib is different from, like, a fractured rib. I've never done either.
Mm-hmm.
But I know people who have broken rib. People say they can't breathe. Like, it hurts to breathe.
Mm-hmm.
Like, a little fracture, hairline fracture, is vastly different. Like, do we think he really broke his rib? Because that would take a hell of a tranquilizer in my in my mind if he played on a broken rib.
Well, so I don't know the answer to that. I remember obviously reading a lot of things back then, but my brain is overloaded with information, so I don't remember exactly everything. So I just looked it up in a quick Google search, and I asked, is a broken rib different than a fractured rib? And it says, again, just saying, it says a broken rib and a rib fracture refer to the same injury, where the rib bone has sustained damage. But the term, in quotes, broken rib, end quote, is often used in a more general context. The broken rib term is commonly used to describe any injury to the rib bone, indicating that the rib has been damaged. It can refer to various types of fractures, including complete or partial breaks. A rib fracture is a more specific term that refers to the actual break in the rib bone. So to your point, there is a difference based on what I just read between broken rib and rib fracture. But I think you were basically saying if it's a hairline fracture, maybe that the pain discomfort is not overwhelming.
Yeah.
Where if it's a broken rib, i.e. snapped in two, I think is what you were referring to, AMAC.
Yeah, but I guess that wouldn't right. be the correct term.
Right, but broken rib seems to be like a general sweeping kind of name. A rib fracture, again, according to a simple Google search that I did, is a more specific term that refers to the actual break in the rib bone. And it can be classified such as stable, compound, transverse, or communated, fractures. I don't know. We don't need to play doctor here. Jaden called it a broken rib. He's not a doctor either. So maybe it was a hairline fracture. Maybe it was a full fracture. I don't know. But this just from Jaden. And it's just for the record. It is what it is. Not a big deal. But it partially, if not completely, explains what we all thought we were seeing is a somewhat limited ginger Jaden Daniels. And that's okay. I wish the team was more upfront about it, but I understand they probably did not want anybody taking extra shots, having any extra reason. A division opponent, the Eagles. Another divisional opponent, the Giants. The week after the injury, a conference opponent who was hot at the time, the Bears. Didn't want anybody probably taking any unnecessary extra shots by coming out and calling it a broken rib or a fractured rib or a hairline fracture or a compound fracture or a stable fracture or a transverse, whatever. They're probably trying to avoid that. Not trying to be sneaky, but trying to avoid that by being not transparent. It is what it is. It's just interesting. Just interesting now that we know that this wasn't just like, I ran into a cabinet or a countertop and I banged up my rib and I'm a little sore. Not exactly. All right, has Terry McLaurin turned his back by issuing a trade request? Has Terry McLaurin turned his back on you, the Commanders fan base, on you, the Terry McLaurin fan, on the Washington Commanders? Has he turned his back? And for those of you, again, that need more clarification of turned his back, that doesn't mean he's made threats and unreasonable requests like Micah Parsons with the stupid Cowboys has. But I'm simply asking a question. How do you feel? Has he turned his back on the Commanders organization? Has he turned his back on you, the fam? I'll give you my answer coming up. Shortly. And then we'll get out to your calls at 301-230-0980. I see you all lining up. We will get to you, including DC, Stevie Ray, and more on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. First, a trending alert. Yeah, the Commanders are off to Foxborough to practice with the New England Patriots and Mike Vrabel as he takes over that ball club tomorrow outside of Gillette Stadium. They'll play the preseason lid lifter on Friday night, a day off in between. Meanwhile, Teddy Bridgewater leaving the high school coaching ranks, which ended controversially, to sign with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Kyren Williams inking a three-year, $33 million contract extension with the Los Angeles Rams, certainly a big part of their offense. And the Browns have signed Tyler Snoop Huntley as their fifth quarterback on their roster with a bunch of guys, including Shedeur Sanders, banged up. Meanwhile, the Nationals are back home tonight to take on the Athletics. The former Oakland Athletics, Mackenzie Gore, on the mound. He hasn't pitched very well in his last three starts. He will try and get back on track tonight. Again, 6:45, the first pitch against the Athletics, who play their home games in Sacramento. They are 16 games under 500 at 49-65. Meanwhile, the Nationals on the big-time struggle bus, 44-67. Luis Severino goes for the Athletics. You can hear it 106.7 The Fan. And Alex Ovechkin. You didn't think you would hear about Alex Ovechkin in early August, right? He's partnering with a technology company on movie rights. That's right, a Russian technology company to produce a movie, a series, or a documentary about his historic NHL career. And that's what's trending.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Oh, some contracts are getting done in the NFL, huh? Yesterday it was Zach Seiler or whatever his name is for the Dolphins. getting a new contract today. It's Kyren Williams, as we just mentioned a couple of minutes ago in the trending alert. But still nothing on Terry McLaurin. Still nothing on Micah Parsons. I asked the question because I'm genuinely curious. I don't know. Has Terry McLaurin turned his back on the Commanders organization by requesting a trade? Has Terry McLaurin turned his back on you? Your opinion. There's no right or wrong. It's a feeling. It's an emotion. It's not a fact. It's not a stone cold absolute yes or no. I can only answer for me. And the answer for me is absolutely not with the organization and ever so slightly with the fan base. And I mean ever so slightly might be 5%. The business of football is the business of football. I hate it. We don't like it. Nobody wants to deal with it. It sucks. It's threatening to ruin the season. It is threatening to ruin the most optimistic training camp we've had around here in forever. Even the 2013 camp coming off of a division-winning year was shouted in mystery because of Robert's torn ACL recovery and because of all the controversy and what his dad was saying and what Robert was saying and doing and not doing and what Mike Shanahan was saying. That wasn't enjoyable. Trust me, I was there every day in Richmond. 2016, after Kirk Cousins and Jay Gruden lead the Redskins to a division title. Yeah, I mean, there was optimism. Jordan Reed, Pierre Garçon, DeSean Jackson, Chris Thompson, Kirk Cousins. But because we were in the midst of a stupid game of franchise tag, that was not fun either. This has not been fun. And maybe a little adversity is good. Maybe. But we'll see where we're at on, again, I keep saying August 28th. We'll see. That's 23 days away. It's 3 weeks and change. We'll see where we're at. Right now, it's just a little bit of adversity. It could be a big problem then. We'll see. I do not believe Terry McLaurin has turned his back on the organization because I believe this is a motivational tactical ploy, period. Number one, I believe slightly, ever so slightly, he's turned his back on you, the fans. Because you love him. You adore him. You've supported him. You've given your heart to him. And by ploy or not, by tactic or not, theoretically, he's conveyed to them that he doesn't want to be here anymore. That he doesn't want to be you anymore. Over money. And over respect. And that's why I say ever so slightly. Now, if a trade request turns into a trade demand and then a trade executed, I would imagine that Terry McLaurin would go from hero to near zero in a heartbeat. But that's not where we're at. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Let's get the party started on the phones. Let's go to D.C. in Glen Burnie. AMAC, you're going to have to help me out again because of this stupid computer. Line 3, D.C. is with us on the Team 980. What's up, D.C.? How are you?
Russell, I'm excellent, man. How are you?
I am great. Good to hear from you, my friend.
Yes, indeed. Likewise. First, I'm going to say no. Terry has not turned his back on us, the fans. Terry is strictly handling the business side, and everybody is so amazed by he's able to come in there. He can still shake the owner's hand and do all of these things. But he's a professional. And even like I told you, when he had that conversation or that media thing after the Eastern Motors thing, a lot of people don't understand the difference in people being stern or firm versus being upset and mad. I don't think he's upset or mad. I think he's being firm in his stance and what he wants in exchange for his play on the field. So he definitely hasn't turned his back on us. Number two, I would like to say, Russell, you did an excellent job. Whoever helped you do that research, but I want to get on you, man. One of my boys talked to you this weekend. This is one of my good boys.
Uh-huh.
And you was like, he said, you blocked me. Russell, you going to unblock me on Twitter? He said, I didn't block you. And then you looked and you said, oh, I did block
you. Oh, yeah,
you.
That was Kamari's dad. Kamari's dad.
JJ.
Yeah. Yeah.
Kamari's dad.
Yeah.
Man, that's my man, JJ. So,
all right. So a shout out to JJ. He did stop me in the line on my way into camp yesterday morning. I quickly fixed the error. I have no memory of blocking him. It could have been a simple mistake. I don't know. But I apologize to him there. I fixed the problem. I'll apologize on the radio now. I am sorry. I don't usually block people unless they become extremely vulgar or extremely nasty. Otherwise, I'll just mute your ass.
That's not – my guy Jay's not like that. That's fine. Well, he told us about it because we got a group chat about sports. And there's three Redskins Commanders fans in there, and then there's one Tampa Bay and one Raiders fan. So we have discussions all the time.
Right.
And he said that he talked to you. And I also wanted to say – I believe it was a fractured rib, not a cracked rib, because cracked ribs, when they're cracked, that means the bone is totally severed and two separate bones. And when you breathe and stuff, it's like it's almost like it's hitting your lungs and your kidneys, and it's very hard for you to do anything. The fracture is a little more, how do I want to say, you can take a shot and maybe not feel it and stuff like that. So I think it was fractured as well. I like that you brought that up about the difference in a break and a fracture.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah, man.
No doubt. Thank you, DC. You, I appreciate you, brother. Always good to hear from you. And, yeah, sorry to JJ. I honestly did not mean. I mean, I don't know. Maybe he said something that really, really, really made me mad. I don't remember. But I unfixed it. I unblocked it. I looked it up. I knew exactly who he was.
Water under the bridge now.
Yeah. Like water under the bridge water. Teddy, off to Tampa. You get it? Ba-dum-boom. 301-230-0980. Let's go to Lou in D.C. Oh, yeah, that's right. I can't work this silly computer. What up, Lou?
Chris, man, what's going on, buddy?
What's shaking, sweet Lou?
Not too much. I'm like D.C. I don't think he turned his back on us. It's just more so, I guess, the way he's going about it. I kind of don't like it. You know, the whole social, not social media, but, you know, him doing an interview for 30 minutes. You know, that's not Terry-like. So that's the thing to kind of, you know, turn me off. But at the end of the day, you know, his business is business. And, you know, he's trying to handle his business. But at the same time, you know, if he wants to get paid, whatever he thinks he's worth it, I mean, if, you know, the money they offered him is not there. And I'm, look, man, I have no issue them trading him. And I'm, you know, I'm with AP and with the team, man. At the end of the day, one man can't win everything for us. So it's a 53-man roster, and it's everybody. So that's how he felt. And he felt like, you know, deserved top five money. I mean, let somebody pay him. That's how I feel about Terry. But, you know, that's just the way it is to me. I mean, I just don't see him. You know, first I had to kind of, you know, go back and check out some of the, you know, his tapes and things like that. But and then when you think about it, his age come a factor. Like, you can't be 30 and going on 30 and try to get, like, 4 or 5 years deals, like, top five money. You can't do that. Like, you literally just handcuff the team and, and you know, I mean, I felt like we'd just go ahead and trade him and get this over with, and it's become a more kind of a distraction to the team. So I just hope they find a way, either work out a deal that's reasonable for him. And, you know, I mean, the guy makes money, man. I don't know how much money is enough for these guys. I get it, you know, the league make a lot of money. I know they want a piece of that, but at the end of the day, you know, I just, you know, it's crazy, man. This is a thing that we don't like, the business side of it.
Yeah.
But, you know, Terry been professional since day one, and I appreciate him for that. But
listen, the business side of the NFL sucks, both from the player and agent side, from the team side, from a salary cap perspective, from a team trying to gouge you at every cost. It sucks. It sucks. It sucks. It sucks. It ruins a lot of the joy that football brings me. I can tell you that. It's really worn me out over the last several years. It has ruined my fandom in a lot of ways. A lot of times I watch football because I have to watch football, not because I want to watch football. Does that make sense? But a lot of that is because of this. A lot of that is because of this.
Right. I mean, look, at the end of the day, look, I mean, you know, they got the TV deal, they got, you know, merchandise and all that stuff. I mean, they make the league make Roger riding on a private plane, making a $50 million a year. Like, I mean, you know, he's not even playing one down. So it's kind of like, you know, it makes sense for these guys to get the bag. But, you know, at the end of the day, that the team is doing what's right. I mean, I don't think, you know, like I said, I'm standing with AP and the team. You know, at the end of the day, it's not one guy that's gonna win everything. I mean, it's a combination of the 53-man roster that we have. So,
yeah.
Look, man, Terry's been a professional. Like I said, I just hope, you know, get this thing done. Either, you know, sign him, give him a deal that he can't refuse. And, you know, I think it's more so the agent that's making this thing kind of, you know, kind of bother me a little bit doing all this.
And I understand that. And maybe that's a different element, right? That would be a different question. Has Buddy Baker turned on the Commanders or the fan base? Or the answer to that is probably overwhelmingly yes, and people want to cut Terry a break, and I understand that. The only difference that I would say is Terry's his boss. He works for Terry. Terry doesn't work for him.
Right.
So Terry's got to be along for the ride to some degree or been convinced that this is the right thing to do. We will see. Thank you, Lou. As always, appreciate you. Got to run. We will get more of your calls coming in. On the other side, 301-230-0980. Just a shout out to my guy Josh Dubois. If I'm saying that right, Dubois. I believe it's Dubois. I ran into him and his family at training camp. He's always been super cool with me, and just a lovely family. And just shouting him out on Twitter, or whatever. But mention on the radio in case he's listening. Really good dude, smart. Great family, big time fans, listens all the time, and he used to work for the Obama White House, which automatically means he's a good dude. On the Team 980 and the Odyssey app, we're streaming live on iHeartRadio and TuneIn. Stay with us. All right, let's sneak in one more call here before the top of the hour and keep the lines as short as we can. Let's go to line one, Stevie Ray in Baltimore. Get Stevie Ray aboard here. What up, SR? How are you?
I'm good, sir. I'm good. Thank you very much. Okay, so let's start off first with the little snippet that you threw out about the broken rib. Can you imagine what the viewer would have been last year if it had gotten out that he had a fractured rib or broken rib? Don't make any difference. If that was what was wrong with him, all of a sudden, they'd be coming out of the woodwork going, he's too skinny. He can't take a hit. He's not big enough. He's going to get hurt. Oh, by the way, RG3. That stuff would have come out. I tell you, it's brilliant that we didn't find out about it till now, because it certainly would have thrown something in last year.
That's an interesting point that I didn't consider. That's an interesting point, because the talk all before the draft and after was how fragile he is, or potentially fragile, and how he took car wreck hits at LSU and so on and so forth. Yeah, that's a fair point.
I watched every single game he played at LSU. He did get car wrecked. Yeah. They don't know what they're talking about. They're two different players. And plus, RG3 didn't have a head, just an ego. This guy's got a head, and he doesn't have an ego.
Yeah.
This is awesome what we got here. He's totally different than RG3. Secondly, I want to talk about McLaurin real quick. I have to give credit to Kevin Sheehan, because I happen to agree with what he said this morning. And it's getting lately that my agreements with him are in the minority as compared to the majority. which it used to be. But now I agree with him on this. And what he said was, why sign McLaurin now? Why? You should keep him on his contract. Am I right? It's $15 million.
And yeah, then and base next salary,
year,
right.
If you don't want to sign, you give him the franchise yeah. tag.
Well,
what I view the numbers, that's a savings of $20 million or right. close to it.
Well, the answer to that is whatever the franchise tag is next year, it's expected to be somewhere
$28 million is what I heard today.
It's expected. It doesn't mean it will. It's expected to be. That's a projection. But let's just say it's $28 million, okay? The negative to that is all of the controversy that surrounds that. You keep that black cloud, if you will, or that dark cloud hanging over the franchise, number one. Number two, you have to account for all of that in that year's salary cap. Whereas normally in the first year of an extension or the first year of a long-term contract, you obviously can lower the cap number. Now, maybe that's not necessary. I don't know.
Hear you, Chris. I have a counter-argument to that. Okay. The problem with Terry McLaurin is we don't know who he is. His first years here, he had no quarterback. So we really don't know. It was last year an outlier, or was last year because Jaden Daniels is now the quarterback?
I mean,
now you turn around and you've got to say
question.
To yourself, if he's got Jaden Daniels as a quarterback, he goes out there one more year, and he comes out and he's playing at top-level play. Now we'll turn around. Let's talk about a contract.
Yeah.
Not
question.
The first year. We want to find out who you are and his problem. I'm telling you, if he wants to sign, I think it's 27 and a half with maybe a $55 million upfront.
I don't think Terry's going to be willing to sign for that unless he's got no other choice.
He may not be yet.
Yeah.
But next year, he might be worth $33 million.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. Stevie Ray, I got to run because I'm up against the top of the hour. I appreciate you. I appreciate the passion, as always. Good call. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. We'll get to others, including AA, EJ as well. If I could speak in English, we are on the radio on the Team 980 all throughout the DMV and streaming live on the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio. Tune in. Come and join us, baby.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.